Welcome to Hammer Dive! Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee corporate office. I am Tone Diggs.
And baby Tone.
That right there, that man right there to my screen left. That man right there is a Canadian sensation. He is a bearded wonder. That man is Bubba Gumpino. How are you doing today, sir?
Not bad. Good baseball yesterday. Footy, 2-2, some pushes. Saturday footy was good.
Sunday, good baseball?
Yeah, 6-3.
Okay.
Started 0-3. It was okay. A classic Sunday.
That'll happen.
0-3. I was like, here we go. Fucking 0-9 on deck. 1-6 straight to end the day.
That'll happen. Hell Bruce, yeah. How we doing today, Pop?
What's going on, dude? I'm doing well.
You won a big golf match this weekend. Congrats.
Thank you. It was friendly play.
Okay.
But I
was it just you two?
Yeah, it was just us.
Friday afternoon?
No, Saturday.
Saturday?
Yeah.
Mitt, how you doing, pal?
I'm doing great, Tony. I had an awesome weekend betting on the Angels and the Dodgers. We're playing a little games.
All right. So today's show, this week, what are we doing this week? What are we doing today? Okay. This week we have NFC North previews, starting with the Bears today. Fucking spoiler alert, I'm not too high on the Bears, I don't think. We'll do that. We'll do the NFC North all week long. We also have a full slate of preseason games. reports are coming out on who's playing, who's not. So if you guys want, like if your team, if you see your team's beat reporters or stuff like that reporting who's going to play, who's not going to play for your team, feel free to tag us in it. Would love that very, very much. So we'll do that this week. We got full slates of baseball all week long. Footy, do we got midweek footy yet, or is it still just weekend?
Yeah, there's nothing until Friday, but Serie A and La Liga are starting. And in a big surprise, Barcelona doesn't have player space or money to register players once again, even though they bought all fucking summer.
I saw
what
that.
What the fuck, man? How do you allow that?
Who wouldn't allow it?
They haven't paid fucking... They owe De Jong like 6 months' wages, and they're trying to sell him.
Well, I saw they also... They told him, said, hey, your contract was done under false pretenses. We're going to need you to go back to the old contract.
What the kind of operation is that?
Hey, that's what happens when you... That's what happens. You try to start a Super League, that's what happens.
Give him the fucking Juventus treatment, dude. Send him down to fucking League 3.
Also... FedEx Cup playoffs start this weekend.
Ooh, let's go.
Right? Am I correct?
I hope so.
I believe I'm correct.
Because the cut line was determined.
I believe I was. Yes. Ricky Fowler was 125, correct. I believe I saw that. I believe he was the last guy to make it.
Yeah, some controversy there because Bubba Watson's still on the list, but going to Liv, but hasn't played for Liv, so he's still on the list.
Oh, interesting. So we'll do...
The favorite one again this weekend?
No. No. Got good.
Oh, by a 20-year-old kid.
Yeah, Kim, I believe is his last name. Thomas the Tank Engine is his nickname, and he has Thomas.
Love that.
He has Thomas the Tank Engine, like kind of stenciled into a 60-degree wedge.
Our younger audience won't know who Thomas the Tank Engine is, but Thomas the Tank Engine was fucking awesome. Yeah. Shiny Time Station.
He started the tournament first hole with a quadruple bogey,
and then I saw somewhere on the internet someone's tweet that they jumped on him after that.
That's crazy.
I think it might have been the Bear. I think it might have been fucking Bear Felica.
Wow. Big Bear?
I think it might have been Bear Felica.
Wow.
Shout out to the Bear. Speaking of.
But I think he's the first guy to ever win with a quad bogey.
I spent some time on the fucking XL this weekend. I just can't dial that formula in.
Oh, no. Friend, bro.
I'm back in the lab. Huh?
Give me 2 hours with the monitor. We'll get it done.
No, I ended up getting the formula right, but it had like I just need to dial some things back in. Yep. Like it had Alabama as like only like a 7-point favorite over a team that I think they definitely should have been more of a favorite.
Yeah, start weighting it. You know,
yeah, I gotta fucking troubleshoot. I gotta tinker with some things. But right. I mean, we got 3 weeks, I think.
Yeah, plenty of time.
Hey, Tony, these books use multiple algorithms to set their lines. Yeah. You can use as many as you need.
Thank you, Mitt. I appreciate it. You know what, today?
Yeah, no problem.
Today feels like a nice show. It feels like we're all getting along great.
Come on, lads.
Probably because it's Monday. I'm sure by the end of the week we'll fucking be yelling at each
other. No.
But week zero, there's some all right games week zero. We'll have it dialed in for that. So what did I – was it golf? Baseball?
Hey, we got football, a fucking –
footy?
I mean, hold the phone, Tony.
US Open?
Toronto FC.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's talk. What I was going to ask. Again?
Yeah, fill it up again, dude.
We got a money line victory on that one or draw?
Oh, yeah. They're plus 125 at home against Portland now. What are we doing at home? Yeah. Did you see the
days for the Timbers a team? Aren't the Timbers a team?
We rolled into LAFC, too. Fucking Bruce sent out a fucking late night bird call.
Yeah, oh, was this on Saturday?
You just rolled it over.
Yeah, Dirty Mike's boots on the ground, LAFC.
Gareth Bale was flying, lad.
Okay, so some early reports. We'll do early reports on the games for Thursday. Let me pull them up real quick. For preseason NFL, I know your New York Giants have said that they are
playing everybody.
They're playing Danny. They're playing everybody.
They're playing. They're not playing Danny. They're not playing Saquon. They're saying, hey, we're playing everybody.
Okay.
Get Feliciano out there fucking
the lab. That was awesome.
Oh, yeah. He's not dehydrated anymore. I'll tell you that.
Normally. So Foxy and I were just listening to a clip of Dan Campbell, MCDC, and he said that he talked to Atlanta. They're both going to play their starters for a little bit. So Atlanta and Detroit are playing each other. So I assume when the Giants are going to play New England, I assume Daboll and Bill talk. Like, I assume it's not going to be like, hey, we're going to play our starters. You guys are going to be playing your third string to start. Maybe. I don't know. We haven't heard yet from New England yet, but I would expect. I was just talking to Connor, too. If the offense hasn't been looking good, you would expect maybe Mac to get some run in game one? Yeah, I would.
Yeah. Isn't it game 1-3, kind of? Could just be talking out of my mitt, you know?
What did you just ask?
They used to be game 3 was a correct. Big starters played a lot. That's faded. They have not figured out a way to really.
Because when there was 4 games, none of the starters played in the last one. That was or anybody, really, because unless you were on the bubble. Game 3 was it felt like the starters would play a half and then one drive into the third quarter just to get used to going into halftime, coming back out and playing again. I don't know if there's really been a precedent set for.
But it feels like game 2 is just like scattered.
Feels like game, like, okay, so game 1, so they'll probably get a little bit of time. Game 2 will probably be where they play the most. And I assume game 3 will be no starters.
Gotcha.
It'll never be, the game right next to the regular season, it'll never be that game. That's just not a big enough window in case somebody does roll an ankle, something happens. That just happens in football all the time. And there's no point to do that the last, like, preseason game right before the actual game starts.
Here's the before, though, like, because I feel like there wasn't as much time off from preseason game 4 to week 1 before. Now preseason week 3, the last game, pretty much everybody plays August 27th or 28th, and then they don't play until the 11th. Like, so they have a decent amount of time off, still. So we'll pay attention to all of that. But as of right now, I expect New York and New England, probably some starters there. New York.
I also, watching that last preseason game, I'm betting the shit out of this under 34.5. I've heard only horrible things coming out of Connor's mouth about the Patriots offense specifically. I've read some bad things about it. The Giants, I mean, Tyrod Taylor was starting today. Like, they have had some bad things going on out of their camp.
He threw a pass.
Oh, here we go. Oh. Where are the fucking tides? Here we go. Good 10 minutes, lad.
T-Mobile threw one pass with the first team today.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, one. Maybe a third down package or something.
I read that Danny Jones was struggling, got pulled.
Whoa.
Yeah, bad situation.
He did. I did see some reporters that may have had it 5 for 16 with 2 interceptions today.
Jesus.
Oh,
no.
Hey, you know, not a very trustworthy.
That fucking maniacal laugh over there, dude.
Not great.
Yeah, I mean, under 34.5, though, that seems pretty awesome.
I don't hate that. I like that bet. I don't
who's
hate that.
Starting the game for the Giants. Nobody knows.
Are they going to
fucking Danny Dimes?
No,
dude.
Danny Dimes is starting the game.
Are they going to play like Tyrod a bunch?
Danny
I don't
Dimes
know how they're going to
starting
do that.
This week.
Yeah, yes. That's what we're talking. That's what we've been talking about. I think Mac's going to start too. I mean, we'll have to wait for reports, but.
Yeah, they're not putting Tua out there, probably.
Tell you what, kind of a similar fucking, when you go.
Oh, don't start with that shit. Fucking Danny Dimes running his head into anybody.
Hey, that was a very serious
Danny Dimes missed, dude.
What happened? I didn't hear what I.
He's missed a lot of games. I think that's a
oh,
huge.
Oh, I thought. I didn't know. I assumed you took a shot at Tua, but I didn't hear what the shot was.
He said they won't start Tua because he'll get hurt while Danny Dimes is playing three games a fucking year with a neck brace on.
So, no, I think we'll assume to see, like, Mac, Hoyer, and fucking Bailey Zappi, who Quanner said reports out of camp is oh. Bailey Zappi can play.
The kid the fans drafted, too, has been good.
I give Bailey Zappi the edge probably over Davis Webb if we're getting a second half of Davis Webb versus Bailey Zappi.
Yeah. No, you need a lot of T-Mobile to establish some distance there.
Yeah, I don't know. How much is Tyrod going to play?
I don't know.
Because he's a vet. That's what you have to
– See, that's the thing. That's why I would like the Fins this weekend because the kid they drafted has been playing well at practice.
The Ravens are always a fun team to
okay,
get on
so,
during preseason.
So Harbaugh said Lamar is not playing, so I can tell you that. So now we have to see, is Tannehill going to play? Who knows? Probably not. But then you go to Malik Willis. Like, that's going to be fucking exciting. As the week goes on, we will collect all of these reports, and we will give them out all the info that we can to give you the best opportunity to bet these preseason games. Now, Mitt, so you're under. I think it was 10 out of 12, or it had to be more than that.
Yeah, it's I think above 70% clip.
Week one preseason games last year was when we all hit on if, like, you did a round robin or whatever, there was like 11 unders. So something we will watch that here for week one again this year, Mitt.
And I might be wrong here, and I probably am, but I think those were all around like 36, 35.
Yeah,
those
they were a little
like crazy. Those weren't crazy low.
They were a little higher last year because I remember some 38s and 40s, and you're not seeing any 38s, any 40s for week one of this year.
Didn't build themselves.
Hmm?
They didn't build themselves out there in the desert. But
no, they did not.
But these unders are. It is under season.
Just fucking tease them all up, dude.
Yeah, I don't think you can. Well, at least here in Indian on FanDuel, I don't think you can tease these, unfortunately.
Come on.
Yep. Same game.
They don't want any of that action.
It's preseason football. It's hard to make these lines.
I agree. I agree 1,000% with you, Mitt. All right. So that's we'll get more into preseason as the week continues. Let's do baseball.
Hell yeah.
How's that sound?
Hell yeah.
I don't think I did good on Friday looking back at it. The Yankees got beat. I had them. Toronto didn't win first five. I had them.
I did well Saturday. I think it was all tread water Saturday.
I think I'm on like a 2-1 a day run on posted.
Okay.
But then I'm waiting.
Oh, on posted.
Yeah, no, but then I'm
you waiting. Holding picks in your pocket? You keeping?
Well, yesterday I had my plays. I was like, all right, I'm going Blue Jays, and I'm going Dodgers, and that's it. And then I was like, oh, I'll add the Orioles, I'll add the Red Sox, and those were just for me, and they both lost.
Okay, not a huge.
The Red Sox losing 3 out of 4 to the Royals was good.
Probably not great.
Yankees getting swept by the Cardinals.
Yeah,
Matt Carpenter's
Montgomery throws a gem.
Yeah, couldn't have been a worse week for the Yankees.
Fucking, and all of a sudden they're only 9.5 off, lad.
Oh no, not a huge slate tonight. Toronto at Baltimore. This one's got some meaning, obviously. I believe I heard that Toronto and Baltimore play each other 15 times still left in the season. So big for the division, big for the playoffs. Kikuchi goes against Jordan Lyles. Now, do I love Jordan Lyles? No. Do I like him better than Kikuchi? Maybe a little bit, but Kikuchi, I was looking at his stats today, and
so, he found it.
No, he gave up. He went 4 and gave up 2. So I don't know. He went 5 and gave up 1. There was a bad one in there. Then he gave up 1. Sorry, excuse me. I don't know. Not enough that you could trust him, I don't think. I was
thinking of taking the Jays because so their bats have been fucking heating up.
Dude, they're still number one versus righties. I'd lean Baltimore. I don't think I'm going to take them. I don't think I'm going to take them. But as a fade, Kikuchi, you plus a half, though. Ugh.
I think go the other way.
Toronto?
Yeah.
No, I'm not taking it either way because you have Toronto's bats who I don't want to go against, and I also don't want to be on Kikuchi, so I'm not taking anything here.
Give me Kikuchi, fuck it. Jay's first by money line. Okay.
Orioles plus 1.5 okay. is my play of the day.
Oh,
I'm actually surprised. I'm pretty surprised by the line. I mean, the Blue Jays were in extras yesterday. They should have lost. It was like the controversial finish. I honestly didn't see it. I meant to watch it, but just haven't. So their bullpen should be pretty tired and gassed. I really like the Orioles plus 1.5 there.
Okay.
Lyles is better at home, and Kikuchi's trash on the road. Too,
correct.
Right?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
The Toronto bats are hot.
Orioles team.
Yeah, no, it's true. Blue Jays have been raking.
Since he's in New York against the Mets, $3.75 favorites on the Mets. $1.78 if you want to lay the run line.
Good for the
good deal.
Yeah, it's a good deal.
$4 favorites.
What's his name was first five, only minus 135 yesterday to DeGrom.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, that's because they had insane. They had to see if the Mets would actually show up for him one time.
Yep.
Justin Dunn, first start for the Reds. Bassett's going for the Mets. Bassett's better at home. If you want to try to find a way to get down on the Mets here, sure, but I can't find one.
I got nothing.
Okay. Let's see here. Oh, I just lost it. Anibal Sanchez is going against Keegan Thompson. Nats at the Cubs. These teams are not playing great baseball.
Game of the night, lad.
Anibal's 3 starts since he's been back. He's given up 6, 3, and 4. Keegan Thompson's been better, but I'm not laying fucking $2 with the Cubs.
No, thank you.
No, thank you. Bruce, are you doing anything here?
Hell no.
Cubs 3-7 in their last 10. Washington 2-8 in their last 10. If this is what you want to do, if this is a game you want to bet on, go for it. But I don't think anyone on this show is in that camp. Tyler B. of Buccas goes against Zach Gallen. Zach Gallen is a $2.45 favorite. The D-backs are against the Buccas.
What the fuck?
D-backs are 4-6 in their last 10. So are the Buccas. I wanted to
do it.
I wanted to take him here. I really did. Because he's actually been, let's see
here. DRA is decent.
Yeah, he's not a starter, though. He did have a bad performance last one. He went 1-3 and gave up 4 runs against the Brewers. But before that, 0-0-0-0-1. But that's in like 2 or 3 innings of work. I'm not touching it here because Gallen has been good. But I thought about taking the Buccas. Are you?
No, I ain't touching.
I'd take the Pirates. I'd take the Pirates plus 1.5. It was the only game tonight.
They're plus 126 first five plus a half. If that were to go, it's not going to. But if it were to go plus 1.5 first five, I would think about jumping on
it.
Ashcraft plus 1.5 yesterday against Corbin Burns.
Nice little thing there.
Shaky's favorite.
Alex Wood is going against Blake Snell. Giants at San Diego. Both teams, Dads have lost 4 in a row, but, you know, that'll happen when you put Dodgers.
Big blue machine.
Obviously, we know Giants are 2-7 in their last 9. They haven't been great either. Alex Wood versus Blake Snell, who Blake Snell may be the guy on that team now for the dads. He's got a 3-4-4. Wood's got a 3-7-2. Snell's better at home, and he's been hot as of late. I would lean dads here.
Give me the dads, first five money line. Need a fucking dub tonight, boys.
Minus 190 is what they're at on the game line, and I didn't want to lay a half with this. You doing anything here, Bruce?
No, I was thinking about the Giants, but I wanted to hear, Gump, your take. I'm just going to watch it and just see for tomorrow.
I think that's what I'll do here as well. And then Tyon versus Logan Gilbert, nightcap, Yankees at Seattle. Obviously, the Yankees haven't been great. Tyon's got a 405. Gilbert's got a 428. The difference here for me is that Seattle is dead last in hitting over the last month against righties. I'm gonna take a flyer here on the Yankees full game minus 116 because you don't normally see this price this low, even though I know they have fucking not been great since the All-Star break. But I will I'll take a little flyer here on Tyon.
Logan Gilbert plus a half every fucking time.
Okay.
He was lights in New York. He should be all right at home.
Yeah, I mean, the Yankees are all out of sorts. They need Rizzo and Giancarlo back. Matt Carpenter hitting behind Judge is a massive drop-off. Josh Donaldson, please do something.
Pitch
better.
Do everything.
Yeah, just play better baseball. Prayer.
I missed one. LA is in Oakland. Speaking of really good teams.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of really good teams here. Oakland is 17-36 at home. LA is 22-31 on the road. I'm gonna take Cole Irvin because he had a 185 in July. Yeah. But Suarez has gone back to back starts, hasn't given up a run. 11 innings.
For a stinker.
Yeah. So it was Irvin then, if we're going to think about it that way.
No, Irvin got dinged up last time out.
I'll take Oakland here.
Yeah, A's first five money line. Cole Irvin.
Yeah, I'm on the A's too. Team ride.
Okay. Fucking team ride.
Team ride. Mitt, you going to take the A's?
The A's are the one game that I did not put into my parlay, actually.
Okay.
All right.
What's your parlay?
Didn't know. It was just made, so I think we'll all be in a decent agreement here. These are a full game here. Toronto Blue Jays money line. Okay. New York Mets -1.5.
Okay.
Pittsburgh Pirates +1.5. Yeah. That's my favorite.
Hell yeah.
San Diego Padres money line. And then the over of the New York Yankees at Seattle Mariners. That was before I heard that the Mariners are the worst hitting team in baseball right now. But, I mean,
it's a low total.
It's
a low total tonight for the Yankees.
Yeah, see, and my initial thought after I heard that was, oh, this bet's not going to hit. So that means that this bet's probably going to hit.
Okay. I love it, Mitt.
Sweet.
I am on the A's first five money line and the Yankees full game money line. Pal?
Oh, no.
What's wrong?
Oh, no.
What's wrong?
Fucking can't hear you.
Oh, no. What happened?
Fucking Wi-Fi.
Yeah, call. Can you hear us or you want us to call you back?
Just be a second. Hold on.
Just be a second. Bruce, what are you on?
We're back.
You're back?
Yeah, go ahead, Bruce.
I'm on the Orioles +1.5 full game and the Athletics money line full game.
All right, pal.
I'm on Jays first five money line, Dad's first five money line, A's first five money line, Mariners first five +0.5.
All right. Good luck on baseball tonight. Let's head to, we will kick off this week the NFC North. We have done AFC and NFC East. We have done the AFC North. We now go to the NFC North. We start with the Chicago Bears.
Bears.
They're winnable though.
6.5.
Six.
Yeah, a little high, huh? Or do you think it's low? A little high.
Yeah. Very high.
So they're +950 in the division, which is last behind the Lions, 850, Vikings, 300, and the Packs, -170. plus 10,000 to win the Super Bowl, plus 5,500 to win the NFC. Over under 6.5. No to make the playoffs is minus $6. Who did they add? So I like what they – the wideout position, they just added everyone who was like third or fourth wideout on good teams and seeing like if they'll work out. So they added fucking Byron Pringle, Quinnius St. Brown, Dante Pettis, Tajay Sharp. So they're going to see if any of those guys work out. They added a couple tight ends, Ryan Griffin and James O'Shaughnessy. They had to add guards because they lost a lot of their own line. In their losses, Allen Robinson, Jason Peters, Jermaine Feedy, Elijah Wilkinson, James Daniels. Those were all offensive linemen that got playing time. Akeem Hicks is gone. Bilal Nichols is gone. Eddie Goldman's gone. Khalil Mack's gone. Danny Trevathan's gone. Artie Burns is gone. Artie Burns, I don't think that's a loss. And Jakeem Grant is also gone.
Where's Grant at?
I just saw where he was. I think he was an addition one of these weeks. I don't know. I'll look it up. They did draft, not in the first round, though, because they didn't have any first-round picks. They drafted a couple secondary rookies who I think are actually going to get some playing time. what are your thoughts on the Bears to start this season?
I think Fields is in a terrible position.
Terrible.
Like, what the fuck's he going to do? He's going to do the whole thing by himself?
They literally just added, like, they added St. Brown, Pringle, N'Keal Harry, Dante Pettis, Tajay Sharp, like these guys who I think they were good for their teams, but I don't think they're...
We should see how Pringle does.
Yeah. Darnell Mooney I think is good, yeah. But none of these guys are number ones.
No.
Who's a running back?
Still David Montgomery, who's good if he doesn't. He's really good, actually, when he's...
Selling. Their O-line stinks?
Yep. Fuck. And then their defense, like brand new coaching staff.
Like, there's a good chance they're the worst team in football, right?
I don't think I
can. Maybe. play the Lions twice.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, but like.
Dude, looking at their schedule, you'll see this. Like, they have maybe 5 winnable games, and that's including 2 games with the Lions.
So, yeah, we'll do it. They got Houston at home. We'll count that as winnable, even though I assume Houston's actually probably favored. Actually, let me see week 1, week 2, what they are. Actually, I think their week 1, week 2 games are actually hard, though. They're plus 6.5 at San Francisco. And they are, just to get you an idea of what the lines are earlier for them.
8.5.
Where's that at? Bears. They're minus 8.5, or plus 8.5 at Chicago, or sorry, at Green Bay.
Wow, I did not have that in front of me.
Good for you.
That's pretty sweet.
Hey, good for you. Okay, so Houston at home.
Yeah.
They're on the road against the Giants. They get the football team at home, which I assume, I don't know. They're at Atlanta and at the Jets. And then they have the Lions twice. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's 7 games where they maybe could, I don't know. I think they'd have to win all 7 because then they're going to have to steal games against teams that are at least on paper much. San Francisco, they're probably not. I would assume they're not going to win unless Trey Lance completely stinks.
I think the Texans beat them.
I like Davey Mills. I like under 6.
I got 3. I see 3 here.
What the hell, Tony?
What do you mean?
9 games.
9 games?
9 games.
9?
Who's the best? Who, besides Justin Fields, who?
Darnell
Mooney. Oh, yeah. Is the line good? The defense looks like it's going to be young. I'm not very high on the Lions this year.
No.
Or by the Bears.
I see 3 wins there.
3?
Yeah.
Total?
Yeah, I mean, I'm... Is the under juiced super heavily? Like,
you bet
minus 140?
Can you bet win less than 4 games?
Yeah, you can go into like
you could have
you
them
have to go into the other alternate ones, and you have to go and find it. I would like to bet. Yeah, honestly, I'm gonna make the same bet that I did with the Giants here. I'm betting basically for both of these two teams to get the first overall pick. The Bears under 2.5 wins.
Oh, Jesus.
2.5?
Dude, I'm looking at the schedule, and I think the Lions are going to get them once at least. Like, oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, honestly, like, their winnable games aren't even... They're not
they beat for the sure, Jets dude. Or the Giants. $1,000
on that.
Huh?
$1,000.
What do you mean?
2.5 wins.
You go bet. Go bet it at FanDuel Sportsbook.
Get him, Z.
Oh, you want to just do one on one?
He did the same thing to me with the Giants. Fuck this guy. What's your deal?
I love when people on the internet they'll tweet, "Hey Tony, you want to put $500 on this weekend's game against the Steelers?" I'm like, "No, just go fucking do it on FanDuel."
I'm glad they don't do that to me.
to have the worst record in the NFL, they're plus 1,000.
All right.
Who's the favorite?
Texans, plus 350.
How?
What? See, Falcons, the Texans division is...
Like, Falcons, plus 400. Seahawks, plus 700. Jets, plus 900. Jaguars, plus 900. Panthers, plus 900. And then the Bears, plus 1,000.
Wow.
That makes no sense. Wow, dude. Two top teams...
That's worth a flyer, man. Plus 1,000, you have to.
Worth a flyer?
Yeah, you have to.
The
Bears.
The worst.
Well, just I mean, probably because if you think about it, like those teams that I listed off that they play: Houston, the Giants, Washington, Atlanta, the Jets, and the Lions twice. That's seven teams that you probably think aren't gonna make the playoffs. There's a lot of teams that we've gone through in this preview where they don't face like two or three teams where you're like, well, that's definitely not a playoff team.
Yeah.
Still though. I am in agreement here with I think I like Justin Fields. I think he's a playmaker. But switching from one offense to another offense back-to-back seasons isn't going to be easy, especially when you have so many new guys coming in too. Like, all those receivers are new.
How worse could it get, though? Like, their offense was anemic.
It was.
Yeah, but Fields made some plays last year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, he'll continue to.
I mean, shit, just put him in an offense where he does basically everything like 2015 Cam Newton. Just run the ball, throw it to the tight ends, just do everything because you're the only player that's really worth a fuck.
They won six games last year. I don't think they're winning more than last year, though.
I don't think they were better last year, though.
They at least had Allen Robinson and like...
Who started at quarterback to start the year for them? Mitch?
Was it Foles?
No, it was...
No, it was Danny Dalton.
Yeah, it was Red Rocket.
Holy fuck, it was.
Was that last year he was on that
the
team?
The Bears are a fucking
Yeah, it was
problem,
the Bears, yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, it was Andy.
Yeah, that was like a whole game plan they had. Yeah. They were like, Andy Dalton's our starter. Correct. I forgot about that completely.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was sweet.
Came out definitively. I made Andy a promise.
I'll just put in the records here that... Hammered down, not super high on the Bears.
Yeah, I think
fucking Andy Dalton could be start week one for the Saints.
Fucking Luke Getsy's the OC coming over from Green Bay, but he wasn't the OC in Green Bay. It was Nathaniel Hackett.
Yeah.
Eberflus has never been a head coach.
Could be worse than Nagy, though.
Probably not. It could be a rocky start, though.
Oh, yeah, they're fucking in it. It's a good start for the Niners to play them.
All right, hammered down.
Not so high.
Not high on Bears.
On Bears.
Okay.
Dog Bears.
Possibly worst team in the league.
Possibly worst team in the league. Bears fans are going to love that.
Yeah, this is not going to be a good episode for Illinois, but who is worse than the Bears right now? Like, I can't even say. I wouldn't say the Jags. I wouldn't say the Texans. I would maybe say the Falcons.
I still throw the Jets in
I was pretty low on the Falcons roster.
You know what, though? I like Arnie Smith.
Me too.
That's the only reason, like, when you look at the coaches, that's the only reason I kind of don't mind Atlanta because I like Arnie Smith.
Well, and also,
I think they're going to stay.
Here's the thing. Drake London reports have been really, really good. They said he looks fucking super legit. Kyle Pitts is good.
Addison was filthy last year.
Yeah. Like, they've got some Mariota. Yeah. I'm not very high on the Falcons either. We'll put it that way.
No, I think I have Atlanta finishing above the Bears.
Yeah.
and the Jets.
Seattle.
They're really like
Seattle. What not are... super high on. Well, at least Seattle has some. They have fucking Metcalf and Lockett.
I mean, just I don't know. I don't understand pretending that Geno Smith is going to start Week One.
That's what's happening. That's what's happening.
Just throw Drew in, Christ.
Texans.
You know what Geno Smith is. You know what you're going to get. At least maybe Drew Locke could be something.
Texans, I mean, they don't have the best. None of those teams are going to be great, but I think plus 1,000 is a flyer. It's a flyer that maybe Hammered Down's taken.
Good odds, I am for sure.
Okay.
100% I am.
Okay. That's what we're doing there. Okay. I don't like talking. I don't like being so negative at the end of the show here.
Yeah, but if you're a Bears fan, you know, dude. Like, yeah, when the Dolphins were terrible, you know when your team stinks.
Correct. I 100% agree with you. All right. Tomorrow we have the Detroit Lions, which works out perfectly because it is the first day of Hard Knocks. We'll talk about the Lions.
Maybe Wednesday, though.
Why? Oh, after Hard Knocks?
So you're going to give them a bunch more wins after NCDC?
Yeah, kind of.
No. We should go in with fucking... We shouldn't be jaded when we're talking about the Lions. We've got to go in clear.
Oh, I want to be jaded.
Yeah, absolutely. I
mean, when are we... We are never jaded on this show, especially me. Right, but... If you're going to bet the Lions unders, I would say hold on to your tickets until after a couple HBO episodes come out, because I do think a lot of people are going to bet.
Oh, yeah, the Lions number's going to move for sure. Okay, did baseball, did football, covered everything that we need to today. We'll be back tomorrow. Big slate of baseball tomorrow. We'll do the Lions. Golf will be Wednesday. We'll get more info as teams announce who they're playing in the preseason, so we'll have – more preseason information. Cool. We're back.
Cool.
Cool. Hey, cool. We're back.
Cool. Cool. Cool.
Good luck.
Cool. Cool.
Good luck.
Goblet.
Hammer.